Did your mother say it? Ow, I hate it.
Welcome once more, dear listeners, to a rainy, slightly cool, chilly Friday afternoon here at CJSF 90.1 FM. This is, of course, Department Uno every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, where we take you through the latest and greatest on the CJSF playlist. New music from local, Canadian, international artists, all genres, all styles. Got a lot of cool stuff lined up for you today, some very rain-inspired music. We'll start things off with a little bit of Vancouver jazz from Benjamin Segerson. His new album, The Forest for the Trees, just released a few weeks ago on Cellar. Good old Cellar Music Group. Shout out to Corey Weeds. And this is the title track, The Forest for the Trees. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, coming out of the rain.
Blaze still flies the axe, and plainly I ask, is it ending ever? Now it seems life has deemed making peace happens only in dreams. Still I contend, I can't be content with just hope. Stand, raise your hands, tall as hope can reach. Why do you have to fight? Have the stars lost their light? While we're wondering why we can't see the forest for the trees.
Contend, I can't be.
a stand. Raise your hands tall as hope can reach. Why do you have to fight? Have the stars lost their light while we're wondering why we can't see the forest for the trees?
Hearts to break here.
stuff from Los Angeles-based artist Willie Watson. It's a nice album that just came out, self-released, or self-titled as well, from Little Operation Records. Before that, we heard Vancouver pianist Benjamin Sigerson, and that album is pretty cool because it features five keyboard players: piano, Rhodes, Wurlitzer, organ, and synths, and some excellent voice work from Steve Maddock, and that was on the Cellar Music Group, recorded in Coquitlam. Shout out Coquitlam, my neck of the woods. Next up, we move to Canadian jazz guitarist and vocalist from Winnipeg, Jocelyn Gold. Fantastic stuff. It's her new album, Portrait of Right Now, and this is the title track. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for spending your wet Friday afternoon with me. Thank you. Oh yeah, Jocelyn Gould, Winnipeg native and fantastic guitarist and vocalist. We'll stay in the jazz realm. Shout out to Ernesto for sending these wonderful albums by a Vancouver cellist, Sahara von Hattenberger. Super cool. It's a double CD release called IQ84, reference to a novel by Japanese author Haruki Murakami, IQ84, Q being the Japanese word for 9. And there's a double CD release, and the first disc is the full suite for cello and jazz piano trio by Claude Bolling. And this is Sahara's reimagining of that. So it's that kind of third stream where classical meets jazz meets modern composition. So we'll play this. This is the sixth movement from that, Cello Fan. Then we're going to play a cover version that she did on disc 2 of the super popular track from Twin Peaks, Running Up That Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.
remember when that song was everywhere back in the 80s and also in, you know, modern parlance as well. That was a beautiful cover of Running Up That Hill by Sahara Von Hattenberger. Would highly recommend you to check out her new double album, IQ84. Super cool stuff. We're actually going to stay in Vancouver, but we're going to move genres to a little bit of hip-hop with DJ K-Rec, Checkmate, and Mocha Only. New release off of Herbnet, Inference and Hearsay, and this is the track Walking Away.
Better whisk my mind away from the cinema. I've been a gentleman, but I'm spring kettling. Gotta let the steam whistle, seems bristles vividly. Seems it's considerably dumb. We made a plan, but I knew we wouldn't succumb to a conundrum. Then lo and behold, you tell me you can't fold. I guess it's for the best to settle, but damn, yo, you know it could have been the jam, though. I'm saying I'm playing it over like a favorite, only in the sand, yo.
Things you do to me, 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 and now you're walking away.
I don't really wanna see you go, but I don't ever wanna hold you back, cause we've been at it for a minute though. Still no telling how you might react.